The first practical bit of advice for instructors is that they focus on asynchronous activities more than they are used to, so that students with limited connectivity will still be able to access any number of discussion board posts or lecture content that they can download slowly in their own time and engage in the course at their own pace. That will help students with low bandwidth or lower technology resources. Second, the course structures and communication strategies must be really clear and supportive so that students have full and multiple directions and support whenever they want to engage with tools or activities and assessments. So just throwing a syllabus online and hoping students follow it may not be sufficient for some students with lower self-regulation. They need instructions about how to use the tool, they need instructions about what the goals are and what they're supposed to achieve, any rubrics that might help them to give guidance about the criteria by which they will be assessed. That means more emailing, more clear and intuitive course structures online, or office hours, potentially one-on-one student conferences, and reaching out to those students who might fall behind. A third bit of advice would be to scaffold assignments so as to make sure that students are progressing in their development of autonomy and self-efficacy towards the learning goals. Lastly, I would try to develop a culture of inclusion and equity that allows students to feel fully engaged. That can mean making course content and assignments more culturally and personally relevant to them, but also creating cultures with your students about how you all wish to help everyone in your class to thrive. That might mean opening conversation with students about what collaborative learning looks like and the type of voice that they wish to have in their learning process. And that can actually make all students, regardless of backgrounds, feel more socially and intellectually engaged in the work of learning in the course.